Chris Cottrell with KDB Sports back with you once again talking high school football. Look, we've wrapped up our stuff here in the building as far as Nebraska football playoffs are concerned. Figured we'd track down both the head coaches still getting after it over in eastern Wyoming. And time right now to visit with Mark Ballington, head coach at Southeast. Been a tremendous year for the Cyclones. Coach, you picked up your 150th career win along the way this year. And I know within the last couple of years, you told me you were playing a lot of young kids, didn't have a lot of upperclassmen. Got to imagine now a season you've kind of been building towards. A lot of those kids that were very youthful on the field for you for a couple of years have turned into seniors and veterans, and the results are showing in the product on the field.
Yeah, Chris, we have, like I said, we start eight seniors and a nine-man football team. That's pretty hard to combat that with if you start sophomores and younger kids. So they have a lot of experience, and they play well together, and you know, and they're just playing lights out right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of these scores maybe quite aren't indicative of maybe a close game or two in there somewhere, or maybe not, because looking at things, you guys have not really been pushed, at least when it all comes out in the wash on the scoreboard.
No, you know, like we've had some games that have been just blowouts, and they probably could have been a lot worse, but that's when you get your younger kids some experience and keep your older kids healthy.
Now, what about, there's got to be some mixed emotions here. You'd love the kids to have the experience of playing in Laramie in the state championship game at UW, but with that not happening, it's got to be nice to have it right there on your home field. Got to be a tremendous thing for the community. I'm sure the hallways are buzzing a little bit with that.
Yeah, it's fun to have it at home. You know, I told the kids the last time we were at home was in 2001 when we beat Lusk in the state championship, and that's the last home championship game we had.
Now let's talk a little bit about this matchup. Obviously, you guys played them once already and won 35-16. It always seems like when a team's already played someone already in a season, it's the team that lost that game that might be willing to make the most adjustments. So having come out on the winning side in that one, how do you kind of look at film and maybe plan for what they might do and not what they already did against you?
Well, yeah, we look at the film and you know, in some places we didn't play that well. And we have to make adjustments. And they made adjustments when they played Rocky. You can see that where they got beat by Rocky the first time and then went over there and beat him last week. So, you know, we have to be ready for anything and everything.
I'm curious, nine-man football, what's the key to playing it? How does it differ from 11-man? What are some changes your program's made or your coaching style a little bit, if anything?
Well, if anything, it fit us a lot better. We've been lacking linemen for the last 2 years, especially when these kids were young. So when you take out two linemen and there's a lot of space out there, so I think the key is tackling an open space. It is pursuit angles, you know, because you have four less people on the field and you still have an 11-man field, and it gets like a track meet sometimes.
Yeah, tackling in open space, and really in today's day and age of football, seems like a lot of times tackling can be a lost art. So how much time do you guys spend on just the old fundamentals of tackling kids in practice?
We have a hard time in practice when you have 21 kids. It's hard to bang and smack each other, so we bring out the rolling dummies and do pursuit drills and work on angles and breaking down an open field, you know, just the basics.
So what's the strength of this Lusk team? What are they going to come in here and try to do with you?
They're just going to try to pound it at us. They've been that way for, you know, I've been coaching here for 30-some years, and they haven't went away from it. They got a running back and got a big fullback, and they got two running backs that they like to just pound it at you. And, you know, this kid's averaging 300 and some yards a game. And, you know, he didn't get that against us the first time, but he's sure capable of it.
Who are your best kids?
For what? I mean, I got good blockers. I got a quarterback that can throw the ball. I got a speed guy, the clapper kid. I got a pounder in the Herring kid. I got that Fulmer kid that's played real, real well the last few games. You know, he's a shifty guy. I've got kids that can, you know, I got a big tight end in Bodie. I got some receivers that can get up and down the field. Linebackers, Harrison Hall is, and you know, some big guys. You know, they got a 6'7", 290 guy in the middle. So, you know, I think, like I said, the first year, we have size, we have speed, and we have some depth, which we've lost a little bit of that with some injuries. But our kids just playing. They're playing for each other, and they play real well for each other.
And things just stay right on track here. Not even adjust for a little bit of getting things out of a routine. Even a Saturday afternoon game, you just never know how a kid might handle just a little bit of a change. But rolling right into a Friday night game, just smooth, isn't it? I mean, you got to like this setup.
I've talked to my sons played in a lot of state championship games, and they said there's something about them, a Saturday afternoon kids game, but our kids like the Friday night, and so, hey, we said, and Lusk likes the Friday night, so we said, hey, we're rolling right into Friday night, we looked at the weather. Saturday's supposed to be not bad temperature, but the wind's supposed to blow, and so that was our thinking.
All right, well, hey, we'll get you out of here on this one. Wrapping up with Mark Bullington, longtime head coach for the Southeast Cyclones. So, Coach, rematch game, you guys come in here, got to be looked at as the favorite by just about everybody. So how do you handle that? But more importantly, X's and O's wise, simply, what do you guys have to do to play good and get this state title?
It's basic football. We can't turn the ball over. We've got to capitalize on their mistakes. There were some places in the first game where we got down deep and didn't score, had bobbled snap, So we just have to take care of it, get rid of the mistakes, and just play good, sound, fundamental football.
Mark Bullington from Southeast. Coach, appreciate the time. Have some fun on Friday night, and best of luck.
Okay, thanks, Chris.